In my own practice, I'm not interested in ordinary observations of life. I'm not particularly interested in all sorts of clever poetry. I'm not particularly interested in language that shows off and has bizarre and original metaphors, which some people think is poetry. I'm only interested in the big subject. And the big subject is an elusive and incommunicable great silence, a heightened state of the mind, a heightened state of awareness in which life zings, and there's a very intense experience of a kind of special quality in life, but not one that's separate from or different from ordinary mind, but the ordinary mind clarified and cleared and somehow radiant. So that's the subject. And the first three poems I read here this evening were arising out of meditative retreats. And it's only when I'm in this special state of mind, as it were, that I think it's at all worth writing poetry. And so I don't write very much. But those that I do are attempts to communicate this extraordinary.